Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic feature local theaters. The Light Between Oceans comes tantalizingly close to being a great movie. Sadly, its missteps derail the efforts of an impeccable cast and a stunning production. Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander play a troubled Australian lighthouse keeper and his dutiful wife who face an ethical dilemma when a baby washes ashore in a rowboat. This slow-moving but involving drama turns into a soap opera that becomes almost too painful to watch. The Ninth Life of Louis Drax is a bizarre art film that combines elements of mystery, thriller, romance, psychological drama, and sci-fi. Jamie Dornan plays a doctor who falls for the mother of a young boy in a coma. This intriguing movie loses its footing in the final reel and is undone by its own absurdities. Morgan is a sci-fi thriller that hopes to be another Ex Machina. The directorial debut of Luke Scott, son of Ridley, stars Kate Mara as a corporate investigator who tries to determine if an artificially created superhuman poses a threat to humanity. It's sufficiently creepy, but ultimately predictable. What do you get when you combine Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey and acclaimed director Gus Van Sant of Good Will Hunting fame? Sea of Trees is a well-meaning and well-acted drama about a suicidal man who contemplates his troubled marriage. But it's long, meandering, and pretentious. Also opening this week, Lo and Behold is a documentary from Werner Herzog about the effect the internet has had on people. Phantom Boy is a hand-drawn animated fantasy from France. I Am Not a Serial Killer is a supernatural thriller about a disturbed teen. In Order of Disappearance stars Stellan Skarsgård in an action black comedy revenge tale. And Our Little Sister is a Japanese entry about three women who meet their half-sister. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.